This is Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, discovering more mysteries about coffee. Today, something really strange happened. I'm trying a new bean, Sidamo Grade 2 Organic Bean, roasted by CGP in Vienna, roasted to a espresso profile. Trying my Rocket R58, pulled a really good shot, made it into a latte. Then I thought I'd pull another shot for myself. And as I was tamping with my convex tamper, I slipped and some of the puck, the dry puck, kind of slipped out of the naked portafilter, and I felt, oh, should I throw all of it away or should I just try and re-tamp this properly? I've got 18.5 gram in there, and I thought, why don't I just do that and pull it through the machine anyway, put it into a shot glass and see what it tastes like. Because I hadn't actually tasted the espresso of that particular lot roasted by CGP. I've had the Sidamo before. We really like it as an espresso, as a latte, as a flat white. And so I just went ahead and did it. Got my brew boiler temperature at 105, which should actually transfer to the group head at 92 on that particular machine. So all that's working really well. And it came out nicely into my shot glass. And beautiful crema, beautiful Guinness effect. And I just drank it, and it actually was really nice. And then I thought, okay, now let me do it properly without slipping when I'm tamping, and let's transfer it into a flat white. And I did that too, and that tasted really well. That Sidamo has kind of a special taste. When you're used to more of the Brazilian, which we have the last two, or the Latin Americans, they just are completely different to the Ethiopian Sidamo. However, the palate got used to that. But now with the Ethiopian, the only thing I will say, it's of course, it's completely different, but the palate got used to it very, very quickly, and it just tasted really beautiful. And then I still had my shot glass there with my espresso extraction, and I'm coming back to it, and I'm drinking it, and it's cooled down quite a bit, and it is absolutely delicious. The smell is beautiful. It's got a round, balanced acidity, and it's just really, really lovely. I can't pinpoint all the different notes, but it just gives you a mellow feeling on the tongue, on the palate, sits well in your tummy, and it's just beautiful. So you never really can tell whether you've slipped up on one of the things that you're doing while you're preparing the extraction or not. It's always a matter of tasting it and see, and you might be surprised. So never give up on a cup of coffee, no matter whether you slipped up. Always taste your cup of coffee. It might be the best coffee you've ever tasted.